good and bad news for the U.S. economy. From APM, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Midday Update. Today, the odd sport of Fed watching, the end of a natural gas giant, and re-engineering tea for jet travel. New numbers out today show America's economy shrank 0.1% last quarter. Much of that was due to decreased military spending. On the brighter side, the report shows growth in consumer spending and business investment. Traders are reacting to that report and other key data out today. More on that when we do the numbers. This afternoon, the markets will also weigh in on the latest announcement from the Fed. It wraps up its two-day meeting today, but don't expect surprises. The Fed has said before it'll keep interest rates super low until the jobless rate dips below 6.5%, and it hasn't. Yet, traders still eagerly await the Fed's words. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports from Washington on the complicated and unusual business of Fed watching.
The question Fed members are debating now is whether what they're doing is effective. Ken Kuttner is a former Fed economist, now at Williams College. He says pay attention to the Fed, because if you can decipher all the Fed speak, you're golden.
If you were better at reading tea leaves than the next guy, and you were able to use that to come up with a better forecast of what the Fed was going to do, that'll help you make money.
Because you could guess when the Fed would, say, not buy as many bonds. Those bonds would lose value, and you wouldn't want to be caught holding them. Bob McTeer is a former president of the Dallas Fed. He says the Fed tea leaves can tell you about broad economic trends.
There's a lot of information out there that's like canaries in the coal mine. You want something that they've noticed that hasn't yet made it into the statistics.
McTeer says Fed watching is a spectator sport, like football for people in the money business, with a nice payoff if you understand the coach's complicated plays. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks have been up and down today. They're mainly flat right now. The S&P about where it was, down a little bit. The Dow Jones is flat at 13,954. The BlackBerry 10 comes out today. Its maker has high hopes that the well-reviewed device will get it back in the smartphone game. The hopes are so high, the company is changing its name from RIM to just BlackBerry. European markets closed down. Asian markets closed up. The head of a natural gas giant and leader in the controversial technique known as fracking is stepping down. Chesapeake Energy CEO Aubrey McClendon is heading out. Marketplace sustainability correspondent Scott Tong joins us to explain why that's important. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Mark.
So to say he had a rocky tenure, the CEO, that's putting it rather mildly. There have been investigations, accusations involving bid rigging and shady loans, among other things. Just talk about his importance and influence.
Well, he is known as an Oklahoma City gambler, so perhaps this is part of a story that's not surprising to many in the energy business. Aubrey McClendon is arguably the face of the U.S. natural gas boom. The company he co-founded, Chesapeake Energy, they took the technology to get shale gas out of the ground, and they scaled it up more aggressively than any other company. This has been a risk-taking company from the very beginning. They borrowed billions of dollars. They made billions of dollars. And then last year, their part of the industry went bust. Natural gas prices tanked. Chesapeake was not hedged or protected against low prices. Their finances cratered, and McClendon lost his job as chairman last year. And so now we have this. You know, add to that his personal problems, questionable perks, and insiders are not surprised he's going.
So Chesapeake, second largest natural gas producer in America, apart from their leader, they also got attention for their use of fracking. Just explain the kind of impact the company's operations have had on our energy supply and the environment.
Sure. Chesapeake did not invent fracking or modern fracking, but they've taken the technology and scaled it up to get oil and gas out of shale. So now there's so much in the U.S. now. People in Houston and New York and Saudi Arabia are asking if we're becoming the next petrostate, which comes with great economic gains potentially and great environmental questions. How can we build in the environmental safeguards to avoid polluting drinking water and those kinds of things? So that is a big question that will stay with us for a while.
Okay, Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington, thanks for your insight.
You're welcome.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
There are few joys in flying these days unless you're lucky enough to be in first class, but even those of us in coach can usually enjoy the simple pleasure of a hot cup of tea without getting smacked with a surcharge. The problem is, tea apparently doesn't taste quite as good at 35,000 feet. This, of course, is a major problem for discerning British flyers, so British Airways and a major tea company are joining forces to produce a special tea for airborne sippers. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
Say what you like about the Brits, they do know a thing or two about tea. They have some of the best tea tasters in the world. They make a swift assessment, sucking the tea to the back of the mouth and spitting it out far. And the tea taster's verdict is there's a bit of a problem with this beverage at 35,000 feet. Mike Wright of the Twinings Tea Company.
Water on board an aircraft boils around 89 degrees centigrade, and it's not the sort of optimal temperature for making tea. And the other thing, of course, is the reduced air pressure and the humidity affect the functioning of the taste buds.
Twinings has teamed up with British Airways to develop a special high-altitude concoction.
So we've produced our own special blend of Assam, Kenyan and Ceylon teas.
British Airways serves 35 million cups of tea a year. It hopes the brew will take its passengers' taste buds to new heights. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, there's a 1,000 euro prize for information on an enormous missing cookie. And it just might be held for ransom by a cookie monster enthusiast. Authorities are looking for a 44-pound bronze cookie sculpture taken from the grounds of a famous German baking company. One clue, a ransom note with a picture of someone in a cookie monster costume holding a giant golden cookie. The note is made with cutout magazine letters like in old movies. It demands a cookie delivery to children at a local hospital. Police aren't sure if the note's even real. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.